Hello, Joe Courier here with the Warren Group's May 2017 foreclosure numbers for Massachusetts. There were 1,040 petitions to foreclose in the Bay State in May, an 8% decrease from last May. Joining us to talk this over is Tim Warren, CEO of the Warren Group. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good. So as it happens, this is our first May in 3 years, which had less foreclosure starts year over year. And year-to-date, 2017 has less than 2016 did during this period. What does this say about our foreclosure situation overall?
Well, I think it says that overall the volume of foreclosure starts is abating, but that the backlog of delinquent mortgages awaiting foreclosure proceedings is still in play. So the level of foreclosure starts that we are seeing right now is abnormally high given the current economic conditions. With home prices rising and jobs increasing, you would expect that there would be very few new foreclosures. People who had setbacks or were unable to pay their mortgages, well, they'd find an alternative to foreclosure. They'd sell the house. So it is only the older mortgages that seem to be the problem. I suspect that the loans facing foreclosure this year are ones that have been delinquent for several years, and the lenders are now catching up with their processing.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward, at what point should we hope to see the quadruple-digit foreclosure starts cease? Or, I guess, should we be nervous if they continue through the rest of the year?
Until we hit another recession, I don't think we need to be nervous about foreclosures rising. Lenders are still cleaning up the mess that was left over from the crash in the economy a decade ago. The numbers are in decline, but the slope of the decline is not yet a steep one. We'll see fewer and fewer foreclosures in the coming months, and the good news is that the real estate market is doing well in Massachusetts. We continue to see strong demand, and prices are rising.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Tim. And thanks, everyone, for joining us. If you need any more information or services from the Warren Group, you can visit us at thewarrengroup.com. Thank you.